Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom design handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. And Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. Famous tune from Norwegian composer Johan Halvorsen, Entry March of the Boyars, with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra, led by Eric Kunzel, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues on a Tuesday afternoon, and I think you'll enjoy what we have lined up for you. Music of composer Ernest Tomlinson, an English composer in the vein of light music, and we have his light music suite, plus Mozart and his 18th violin sonata. Support for classical music comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Support also comes from you, and we'll talk later about the importance of donating to classical music in Kansas Public Radio during the fall pledge drive. We hope you can be the next one to support us at kansaspublicradio.org. So we mentioned Mozart. One composer who was related to Mozart by marriage was composer Carl Maria von Weber, a man who had composing chops of his own. Here's the Cleveland Orchestra and conductor Christoph von Dohnányi and his Invitation to the Dance on KPR. A waltz-style piece to give Johann Strauss a run for his money, Carl Maria von Weber's Invitation to the Dance, played by the Cleveland Orchestra, led by Christoph von Dohnányi, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:21, and in a moment we'll hear from Carl Maria von Weber's most famous relative, Mozart, and his 18th violin sonata, plus a little music from English composer Ernest Tomlinson, also still to come. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Genovese for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Genovese Italian Restaurant is located at 712 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Support for music programming on KPR today comes from Debbie Lane and Howard Welch of Shawnee, Kansas. Thank you, Debbie and Howard, for keeping music on the air for all KPR listeners. And it is that subject that I'd like to take just a moment of your time to talk about, and that is keeping music on the air and giving the gift of classical music to the region of Northeast Kansas. These days, people have got thousands of means at their disposal to enjoy any kind of music they like, but there is only one reliable way to bring this music, the world of the classics, to people in Emporia, to Manhattan, to Topeka, to the whole region of Northeast Kansas. And that's to make your pledge of support to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org or by calling us toll-free at 888-577-5268. It's a crucial time to do so because of the cuts from the federal government to all of public media nationwide. It's hit all of us very hard, and we need to turn to you now to help us make up a crucial difference in our budget. Pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or, again, toll-free at 888-577-5268. And helping to drive that message home today are a few friends that I have in Pledge Central, some real public radio heavy hitters. The host of KPR Presents, Kay McIntyre, and our chief engineer, Steve Kincaid. We're glad you guys could make it in today.
Well, yes, thanks, Jeff. There's someone here with talent and someone with not. That would be me.
I thought you were going to say someone with talent and someone with brains, and really offended there for a minute.
I would never think that, Kay. Anyway, we're inviting you this afternoon. It's a beautiful afternoon for classical music and also a beautiful afternoon to support Kansas Public Radio. We're inviting you right now to pick up the phone. If you haven't done so already, you've been thinking about it all week long. You've been saying, I'm going to get to that. Now's the time. 888-577-5268. You know the number. It's Kansas Public Radio, and we are here this afternoon to bring you afternoon classical music, your exclusive home to classical music on the radio. Sure, you can stream classical music, but you know those algorithms are put together by programmers. They don't really know our Kansas Public Radio listening audience. Or it's a playlist that's sort of static. It doesn't change very often, maybe 50 to 100 pieces. These shows on Kansas Public Radio are put together, curated by our classical music hosts, put together for you each and every day. Classical music opened fresh every morning for you on Kansas Public Radio. And we invite you to support that kind of effort. It does take effort, and it does take funds to bring you classical music on the radio. We invite you to join us right now in support of Kansas Public Radio, your public radio station, 888-577-5268, or online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And right now, our good friend Gail Gillespie is matching pledges dollar for dollar. That means your pledge to Kansas Public Radio goes twice as far. You know, we just heard this wonderful piece, Invitation to the Dance, and it's a great time to invite all of you who love this music as much as we do to come to the dance, come to Kansas Public Radio, become a listener member. We're doing a little bit of air conducting here. Great music.
Oh, that's what you were doing.
I thought that's what you were doing. I don't know what you were doing over there, Steve. But we're inviting you right now to come to Kansas Public Radio, become a listener member, and your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar by Gail Gillespie. Thank you so much for your generosity, Gail, over the years. And right now, when your pledge is being matched, again, that number is 888-577-5268, or you can pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org.
You know, we can list off the reasons why you might listen to Kansas Public Radio, but when it comes down to it, you know why you're here. You're listening on a Tuesday afternoon to the kinds of music that you know the reasons why that you're listening to classical music. Maybe it's calming. Maybe you're working and you have it on in the background and helps you focus. It helps you concentrate. Whatever the reason is, you're listening to Kansas Public Radio and classical music this afternoon. We'd like to hear from you. Tell us why you're listening when you make that pledge at 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. You have classical music in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, and classics by request. And of course, Film Music Friday has a lot of classical music in it too, and that's kind of a fun show to listen to. Whatever the reason is, whatever the reason you're listening to Kansas Public Radio, show your support for Kansas Public Radio. Public radio and public media is under attack. You may have heard funding has been cut. We need to make that up. And so if you've been a casual listener for all these years, now's the time to sort of take that passive activity of listening and become an active participant in public radio by making your pledge now at 888-577-5268.
And we thank all of you for taking that step and making that pledge this afternoon. Let's enjoy some Mozart now with violinist Augustin Dumay and pianist Maria João Pires. And a 1776 violin sonata, Mozart's 18th in G, on KPR. That was Mozart, and his 18th violin sonata in G from 1776, played today by violinist Augustin Dumay and pianist Maria João Pires on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is about 12:44, and still to come, English composer Ernest Tomlinson, conducting the Slovak Radio Symphony and some music of his own devising. He is light music suite before the hour is through. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Genovese for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Genovese Italian Restaurant is located at 712 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. It's a wonderful day and a nice Tuesday afternoon, and it's fun to be surrounded by so many people at Pledge Central during the Fall Pledge Drive. We are asking you to make a pledge of support to Kansas Public Radio at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268 to help bring you the wonderful music, the news, the jazz, the exciting programs that we offer, as well as the crucial reminder that you are crucial to KPR. Everything that we do here, from programming the music to inviting musicians into our live performance studio to letting you know about classical concerts going on in the area, all of that is supported by listeners. Without you, there is no music library. There is no live performance studio. Everything that we do is made possible by listeners and their pledges. So we're asking you to take that step from being a listener to a listener member at kansaspublicradio.org. Here today with the host of KPR Presents, Kay McIntyre, as well as our chief engineer. If this were a Federation starship, he'd be our Scotty, Steve Kincaid. We're glad you guys could make it in today.
Beam me up, Jeff.
All these buttons, I don't know what they do.
Make it so.
I can't do it. Okay. Anyway, yes, you're right, Jeff. We are here, and we are taking your calls this afternoon at 888-577-5268. Why are we taking your calls?
Why,
well,
indeed?
We need your money, because you may have heard there's been some recent unpleasantness regarding public media in the United States, and we've been affected by that. And so what we've done is turn to our listeners who were already supporting this station to about in the 80 percentile. You know, there was like 80% or so of our budget before was coming from listeners. Well, now it's 94%. 94% of the budget for Kansas Public Radio comes from those people who use the station. That's you, our listeners and listener members. So we're inviting you right now, if you haven't become a member yet, you know, might be a good time to pick up the phone, 888-577-5268. Or if you're just there at your computer, maybe we're on in the background, you're at work, or maybe you're working at home and you're at your computer, just type in kansaspublicradio.org. It takes about 2-3 minutes, and you have done your part for public media and public radio in Northeast Kansas. 888-577-5268. Your exclusive home for classical music on the radio is Kansas Public Radio, and we invite you to support the station that you're listening to right now.
And right now, Gail Gillespie is matching your pledge dollar for dollar. That means your pledge goes twice as far. And I want to follow up on something you said, Steve. We turn to people who are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We're not asking anyone who never listens to KPR to listen.
They wouldn't hear us, first of all.
We would if we could, yeah. But how would we find them?
Right.
You're already listening to Kansas Public Radio. You're already committed to making classical music part of your afternoon routine. Jeff Watson is a voice that you turn to day in and day out, Monday through Friday, this time. Jeff, that's making Jeff a little bit nervous. Day in and day out, Monday through Friday, to bring you this kind of music. But he can only do so, we can only do so, because people like you support it. People like Gregory Skinner of Topeka, thank you so much for your pledge. Won't you join him right now at kansaspublicradio.org, and your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar thanks to Gail Gillespie.
You're already part of the Kansas Public Radio family because you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. You enjoy classical music in the afternoon. So, you know, you're part of the family. Let's try and support the family by calling 888-577-5268. We're all one big community here of public radio listeners. We need to support one another and keep this station on the air and bringing classical music your way. 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org.
And I'd also like to say thank you to Gregory Skinner of Topeka, Kansas. And I liked the message that he left for us. Just three words. He said, hang in there. He knows what's up. He knows the situation. He knows that federal funding for public media has been eliminated nationwide, but we're soldiering on. We've got our mission, and we're passionate about it, and we're committed to bringing you classical music, news, jazz, and every other wonderful thing that we offer you here on public radio. To continue to do it, we need your support at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks to all of you who have already made that pledge. Now we have the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra and music by English composer Ernest Tomlinson, a specialist in light music, which is exactly what it sounds like. Light, easy, breezy, and accessible pieces for orchestra, the kind that you might hear in an educational documentary or even a Bugs Bunny cartoon. And this is his Light Music Suite. finishing off this noon hour with the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by English composer Ernest Tomlinson, who was the composer of that light music suite, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1 p.m., and in a moment, NPR News. We'll bring you more classics in the next hour, of course. We'll hear from the great Antonin Dvorak and his My Home Overture, plus Brahms, the Third Piano Trio. That and much more is on the way. A big thank you to those of you who have pledged your support for classical music today during the KPR Fall Pledge Drive. We need your support as well at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan. Support for news comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers, the children's music group as seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on safe driving habits. At progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. There, a march by French composer Jules Massenet, a march from his suite of picturesque scenes, put on first by the New Zealand Symphony led by Jean-Yves Sans, here on Kansas Public Radio. Welcome back, I'm Jeff Watson. More classical music for a Tuesday afternoon. This hour will bring us the Borodin Trio, but it's the music of Brahms that they'll play, the Third Piano Trio, plus music of Tchaikovsky and a few famous lines from his opera Eugene Onegin. Yes, we've got delights of the romantic time in our 1 p.m. hour. As we enjoy the music, we hope to hear from you. It's our Fall Pledge Drive, and Kansas Public Radio needs your support right now. Pledge in whatever amount you can at kansaspublicradio.org or call us toll-free and speak with our volunteers at 888-577-5268. A big thanks to those of you who have already taken that step during the Fall Pledge Drive. We hope you can be the next one to join us. Support for classical music also comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Garibaldi and Ballet Folklorico del Rio Grande, October 10th, 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Well, one of the towering figures of the Romantic time is the great Antonin Dvorak. Here's a concert overture of his written in 1881 as part of incidental music for a Czech playwright named Samberk and based on a Czech folk tune by the name of Where My Home Is. This is the My Home Overture, Nemi Arvi and the Scottish National Orchestra on KPR. A concert overture composed in 1881 by Antonin Dvorak called My Home, performed by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by Nemi Arvi, here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 1:19. Support for classical music comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com. And KPR would like to thank Genovese for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Genovese Italian restaurant is located at 712 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Still to come this hour, the Borodin Trio. They'll be up in a few minutes to play us music by Johannes Brahms, his Third Piano Trio, coming up in just a bit here on Kansas Public Radio. But before we get there, I hope that you'll indulge me just a moment as I address a matter of some importance for KPR and all those who listen to it. As you're probably aware by now, federal funding for public media has been eliminated. That's all of public media nationwide. And this is affecting public broadcasting anywhere you can still catch it. And for us here at KPR, that means that a not insignificant portion of our budget, over $240,000, is now gone. And not one time, every single year. And that's a big problem for all of us who rely on KPR for beautiful music, for news, for weather updates, live performances, and everything else we provide. And those who rely on KPR, I'm speaking to you now because whether we like it or not, we're going to have to bridge this funding gap each and every year. It sounds like we're asking a lot of our listeners, but one way to look at it is we're asking very little from a lot of our listeners. Pledge your support in whatever amount you can, whether that's a $5 a month donation, $10 a month, a one-time gift of $50, $60, anything you can toss KPR's way right now is very much appreciated and absolutely essential. Pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268. And I'm joined today by the host of KPR Presents, Cave McIntyre, and our chief engineer, Steve Kincaid. What is the view over in Pledge Central?
Well, Jeff will tell you it's a beautiful day outside, but inside, it's, you know, it's kind of slowed down a little bit. We came to you last hour asking your support at 888-577-5268, and we did get some response, but not what we were expecting. So we would like to have that change here in the next few minutes, and you can make that happen. It's very simple. 888-577-5268 or go online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's very important to keep public media, public radio, like Kansas Public Radio, on the air. You know, we play classical music during the afternoons, in the mornings, and in some of the evenings. But there's also shows like Morning Edition and All Things Considered and all types of shows on the weekends for you to enjoy. But if you were starting a radio station from scratch, you probably wouldn't pick classical music as your format because it's just not one of the top 10 money-making formats for radio stations. And that's why Kansas Public Radio is so important. It's one place that classical music still has a home in Northeast Kansas, and it's on the airwaves here at Kansas Public Radio. Now, we have about 80 to 90,000 listeners tune in each week, but only 6,000 people have called in their support over the year to support us. And so that's a little concerning. We need to hear from the rest of you. Maybe you're one of them that has enjoyed listening to Kansas Public Radio for a long time, but really just hasn't made that leap to become a member of Kansas Public Radio. It's very simple. It just takes 2 to 3 minutes, and you can call on the phone at 888-577-5268. Vicki is standing by and taking your calls right now. Or if you don't like to call on the phone, you can go online at kansaspublicradio.org or use our app and just click the Donate Now button. It's safe and secure, and it'll just, again, take you 2 to 3 minutes. But then you can become a member of Kansas Public Radio and be part of the solution. 888-577-5268 or kansaspublicradio.org.
That's a great point, Steve, that we have a problem here at KPR, as do all public radio stations across the country, as well as public television stations. We've lost our federal funds. That's the problem. The solution is, well, it's easy. We turn to you as we know that we can because our members are always here for us. We're turning to you and asking you to do your part. Not someone else's part, but your part, because you're already listening to Kansas Public Radio. You've already made that choice to spend your afternoons with Jeff Watson and afternoon classical music. Won't you make the choice to become a listener member today? And when you join today, retired KU librarian Gail Gillespie will match your pledge dollar for dollar. That means that your pledge goes twice as far. And we know that our listeners are always looking for a good bargain. No better bargain than this. Join us today at KansasPublicRadio.org.
KansasPublicRadio.org. And we thank those of you who have pledged already. A big thanks to you too for making your voice heard. Everything that you do is what makes KPR possible. More music. For a Tuesday afternoon, the Borodine Trio gives us something written by Johannes Brahms while taking a holiday in the Swiss Alps in 1886. Here's Piano Trio No. 3 on KPR. And so ends the music of Brahms and his third piano trio in C minor, written in 1886, while on holiday in the Swiss Alps, and a performance today by the Borodin Trio on Kansas Public Radio. We've got about 10 minutes until NPR News at the top of the hour, and music of Tchaikovsky still to come before the hour is through. A little bit from the opera Eugene Onegin still on the way. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering downloadable ebooks, audiobooks, streaming movies, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org. There's another source of support, though, for Kansas Public Radio, and that's you. I'm joined today by the host of KPR Presents, Kay McIntyre, and Chief Engineer Steve Kincaid, and we want to have a talk with you about the importance of giving to Kansas Public Radio during the fall pledge drive. KPR is your classical companion every day out of the year. We always strive to provide you with a memorable experience, whether that's to leave you humming a familiar tune or maybe provide you with a stunning new work by a composer that you'd never heard of before. This is where you hear live performances from the KPR studio. This is where you learn about concerts coming up to our area. This is where you find out about, this is where you keep up to date with the weather, which we know isn't doing much right now, but KPR is an essential companion to have when things get hairy. You get a lot when you tune into Kansas Public Radio, and each and every day of the year, it's usually free of cost for every listener. But it's not free. It does cost money to provide you with this service. And no one is under any obligation to give to Kansas Public Radio, but we're asking those of you who are willing to do so. We need your help right now to keep this station going. Pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or call us toll-free at 888-577-5268. And if you do that right now, if you pledge right now, your pledges are matched dollar for dollar by retired KU librarian Gail Gillespie. So it's a great time to get in on the action. What do things look like over in Pledge Central there, Steve?
Well, we are waiting for the calls to come in, Jeff, at 888-577-5268. One of the things I like about your show, just as you did it just a few seconds ago there, is, you know, a little tidbit of information about the piece that just played, written in the summertime, or, you know, you don't
get inspired by the Alps.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't get that when you're just, like, on your phone streaming classical music from whatever computer system, wherever. But when you're here listening to Kansas Public Radio and live hosts who have curated the music for you, you get all kinds of little information. Even how to pronounce some things that you, when you look at them on paper, you're like, I'm not going to even try that. But Jeff's always great at the pronunciation of very difficult classical
pieces. It's taken some practice over the years, but we've gotten there.
Well, thank you for doing that. And thank you for making your call at 888-577-5268 or going online today at kansaspublicradio.org, showing your support for the public radio station that you're listening to right now and you depend on, for not only classical music, but the NPR news at the top of the hour. Or maybe you're waiting for All Things Considered coming on at 3 o'clock. Whatever the reason is that you're listening to Kansas Public Radio, you know what they are. We would like you to show your support for your public radio station. You know, not every community in the United States has a public radio station. There's lots of places where, and I've driven through them.
Me too.
And thank goodness for the Kansas Public Radio app, because if you're used to listening to public radio and you're in a place that does not have it, it's not a good place to be. But thank you for the Kansas Public Radio app. We can just click on there and we're right back listening to public radio. But if that's important to you, public radio is important to you, we need to support it, because right now we are in a budget crunch. 94% of our budget comes from listeners just like you, and so we need to have your support. Not everyone, oddly enough, Kay.
Oddly enough.
Not everyone that listens to this station is a supporter. That should change. That can change right now by someone like you calling 888-577-5268. So if you've never supported public media before, this is for you. Pick up the phone, dial 888-577-5268. 5268 or go online at Kansas Public Radio and show your support.
And your pledge will be matched dollar for dollar from Gail Gillespie, who is matching pledges right now this afternoon in support of classical music. A big thank you to an anonymous donor in Wakefield who I assume is listening on 91.3 out of Junction City, Oldsburg Junction City. Wherever you're listening, whether it's Wakefield, Wakarusa, Kansas City, Salina, we're here for you because you are here for us. We can't do this without you. And at no time in KPR's history has that been more true than right now. Thanks to the loss of federal funds, we are counting on your support. And we know that we can do that because our KPR listeners have always been here for us. That's why we come to you just a couple times a year and say, do your part to keep this programming strong, to keep it available to people throughout Kansas. So if you're listening on the app, if you're listening online, if you're listening and out of one of our terrestrial stations, do your part to keep that happening. Pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org or 888-577-5268.
Every member of the orchestra has their part to play, and yours is important as well. Pledge, and as Kay said, do your part at kansaspublicradio.org. Conductor David Zinman here to lead the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, and we'll close out this 1 p.m. hour on a high note with music of Tchaikovsky and Polonaise from the opera Eugene Onegin on Kansas Public Radio. Polonaise from the opera Eugene Onegin, music by Tchaikovsky, performed by the Baltimore Symphony, led by David Zinman, on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 2 p.m., and just about time for NPR News, and more classical music in the next hour. It'll bring us Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 by George Enescu, music of Bach, and much more. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from 715 Restaurant in downtown Lawrence, offering an event space located at 725 Massachusetts for private parties. More at 715mass.com. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Thanks for joining us for classical music on a Tuesday afternoon on KPR.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From a composer who hailed from Kansas City, Missouri, music by the great Basil Apollodorus, who was a fantastic composer, especially for film and TV, wrote unforgettable music to Conan the Barbarian, RoboCop, Red Dawn, and that TV event of the 1980s, the theme from Lonesome Dove, played there by the Cincinnati Pops, led by Eric Kunzel, on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once again. I'm Jeff Watson. A little bit more classical music for a Tuesday afternoon on the way. Andras Schiff plays Bach and the Second French Suite, among other things still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from theater, KU Theater, presenting Lauren Gunderson's Silent Sky, inspired by the true story of astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, one weekend only, October 3rd through 5th at Murphy Hall. Tickets at kutheater.com. And the Lawrence Arts Center presenting Runway and Rhythm, a designer fashion showcase and dance party, Saturday, October 4th. VIP and general admission event details at lawrenceartscenter.org. Support comes, as well, from you. We hope you can be the next one to support us during the fall pledge drive at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll talk more about that in a bit. Right now, we We have the Cincinnati Pops with another performance, and it's by the Romanian composer George Enescu, who gave the world one of his greatest musical gifts while still a young composer at age 19 in 1901, and was, in his own words, just a few tunes thrown together without thinking about it. I'm speaking of Romanian Rhapsody No. 1 in A Major, next on KPR. A Whirlwind Passion from Romanian composer George Enescu and his first Romanian Rhapsody, composed very early on in his life in 1901 when he was 19 years old. Another visit from the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and conductor Eric Kunzel on Kansas Public Radio. We're not done with the Cincinnati Pops. They'll be back a little bit later with music by Johann Strauss Jr. and one of the great waltzes, Wine, Women in Song, all that still to come on a Tuesday afternoon. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Genovese for providing lunch for our volunteers and guests during the membership drive. Genovese Italian Restaurant is located at 712 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. And support for music programming on KPR today comes from Debbie Lane and Howard Welch of Shawnee, Kansas. Thank you, Debbie and Howard, for keeping music on the air for all KPR listeners. Keeping music on the air is the subject that I want to address for the next 2 minutes, if you don't mind. It is our fall pledge drive for Kansas Public Radio, a place that represents something truly special. This is your place to experience the whole gamut of emotions that classical music can provide, whether that means joyous fanfares, music from operas both hilarious and tragic, to soulful and heartfelt ballads. You're always going to feel something when you tune in for a morning, afternoon, or evening of music. And it's here for you each and every day of the year because this is listener-supported radio. We're here today because listeners in the past have stepped up, pledged their support, and made their voice heard. And now, to ensure the future, we need you to do the same. Pledge at kansaspublicradio.org or call us toll-free at 888-577-5268. In the last few minutes, there's been quite a bit of activity in Pledge Central, and thanks to your efforts, we were able to meet the challenge from retired KU librarian Gail Gillespie, but there are still a little ways to go on our goal for this afternoon's music. Let's send you to Pledge Central to find out how things are doing, Steve.
Well, we did meet that challenge, Jeff. Thank you for that. But wait.
There's more.
There's more.
Oh.
Just in, a new challenge has hit the big board. And this one is by Frank Barron, who says 10 pledges equals $1,000. So 10 pledges, I'm guessing, at any level will unlock, we will be able to level up to $1,000.
Nice.
888-577-5268. You want to help us unlock that $1,000 from Frank Barron. You can be one of the 10 right now. Let's get the next three callers here in the next few minutes by dialing 888-577-5268 or going online or using the app at kansaspublicradio.org. Now, something we haven't talked about for a while.
What's that, Steve?
Because we've been talking about the classical music, and that should be enough.
That should be enough. And yet.
And yet, if you will give at the $20 a month level, okay, that's $240 a year, you'll get something that's a one-of-a-kind item and probably will never happen again. And that is a book that is signed by Bill Curtis. It's his book. It's his memoir. It's titled Whirlwind, and Kay, you've had Bill on your show.
I have indeed.
KPR Presents, and you've actually read the book.
I've read the book, and I interviewed him at a KPR event, and it's
See?
A really interesting book. He's led an incredible life, and part of that life, of course, started here at Kansas Public Radio. He was an announcer back when he was a student at KU.
Was he a classical music
announcer? He was a classical music announcer at KANU, our flagship station, back in the day when we were in the mud hut. It's not really made out of mud, but that's what we call it. And he has some great stories about his career. And like I said, it started here at Kansas Public Radio. So your pledge at $20 a month will get you a signed copy of that book. It's a really interesting read, but also you'll know that you're supporting the music that you've come to rely on Monday through Friday afternoons with classical music with Jeff Watson. Your pledge is your investment in our present and our future. And what we provide here on Kansas Public Radio is only possible because of people just like you who pledged yesterday, last year, the year before that. So keep us strong by making your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Join with Janelle Berngard of Topeka. Peter Davis of Topeka, thank you so much for your gift. And Chris Stevens of here in Lawrence. We thank all of you for your support of Kansas Public Radio during this, our Fall Fanfare 2025. Again, your pledge of support is your investment in Kansas Public Radio. It makes it possible to bring you classical music Monday through Friday with Jeff Watson. Again, pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
And our sincere thanks to each and every one of you who has already taken that step and become a listener member to KPR. Your support means the world to us. Everything we do is made possible by your support. And thank you. We have with us now pianist András Schiff. If you're one of those people who has the music on in the background, there's nothing classier than having Bach in the background. We'll listen to the French Suite No. 2 in C minor on Kansas Public Radio. And the keyboard, pianist András Schiff. And music by Bach, French Suite No. 2 in C minor, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:42. As mentioned earlier, we've got another visit from the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra in store for us in a few minutes with a waltz by Johann Strauss Jr. embodying all the fine things in life, wine, women, and song. Then All Things Considered will be along at 3 p.m., and I want to take just a brief look at what destiny has for us this evening from 7 to 9. Music from the 1500s all the way to the almost 2000s. You'll hear some of the most sophisticated recorder music you've ever heard, not kindergarten stuff, and destiny promises something that will totally eclipse your mind. See what she's got in store for us tonight. Classical Music with Destiny is 7 to 9 p.m. this evening. Kansas Public Radio is here for you each and every day of the year because this is listener-supported radio. And if you've been listening for a while now, you've probably heard us say something along the lines of, there's never been a more important time to contribute to KPR, or words along those lines. And we say that often because it's the plain truth. Sources of funding for Kansas Public Radio over the years have grown, well, less and less, not more and more. Less and less funding from the state of Kansas, from the university, and over the summer, of course, the federal government gave us word that public radio was no longer a funding priority, and that's affected public media across the entire nation. All of our federal funding has been eliminated, and there's a chance you've got some strong opinions about that. And if you do, there's a way for you to make a statement, for you to make your voice heard, and that is by contributing today to Kansas Public Radio at kansaspublicradio.org or toll-free at 888-577-5268. We've had a great afternoon of responses from classical music fans and listeners, but we want to finish out strong on this Tuesday afternoon. So let's send you now to Pledge Central to see how things are going.
Well, thank you, Jeff. We have just a few minutes left in classical music on this Tuesday afternoon, and we'll take this time to just ask you for your support for classical music in the afternoon. You can do that by calling 888-577-5268 or going online to kansaspublicradio.org. You know, your pledge of support is your vote for public media, all right? We can't control what happens in Washington, D.C. We can't control what happens at the State House. We can control what we decide to support. And your vote this afternoon for public media comes by dialing that phone number at 888-577-5268. You can take a stand this afternoon for public radio and public media and classical music by picking up the phone and dialing 888-577-5268 or going online at kansaspublicradio.org. Several people have done so this afternoon. We're inviting you to do so. And if you do so right now, there is a dollar. It's a dollar-for-dollar match. I believe it is a dollar-for-dollar match. It's just 10 calls, $1,000. So it doesn't really matter what you decide to give. Any amount, 10 calls, $1,000 will come our way. Thank you to Frank Barron for making that challenge possible.
And you're right, Steve. There are a lot of things that are out of our control right now. A lot of times the world around us feels like it might be spinning out of control, but there are things within your control. And one of the things that you control is how you spend your time, your radio time, whether you're listening on a radio or online or wherever. You decide what to fill your life with, and you get to decide what that's worth to you. Is that worth, say, $10 a month, $20 a month? That's up to you as well. We're not going to say you have to pay us, say, $150 to listen to this great classical music. That's not how
Wait,
this
works.
Wait,
we can works. Say that?
We could say it, but it's not very effective.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how we would enforce that. If there was a way, we probably would explore that. But no, that's not going to happen. But what we can do is suggest to you to do your part, whether that part is, say, $10 a month. Maybe your part is $500. Maybe your part is $1,000. Whatever this is worth to you, this is your chance to vote for classical music in the afternoons. It's your chance to control something about the world around you. We are counting on your support right now for afternoon classical music. So we're asking you to thoughtfully make your pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks to Frank Barron, he's matching your pledges, the next 10 pledges for $1,000. So again, make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org.
And thanks to Jeff Watson for curating your music every afternoon, every classical afternoon program that you listen to Jeff Watson. That takes a lot of time to put those together. And, thanks to Jeff for doing that for us. It's great music, and certainly enjoy it every afternoon. If something you enjoy, one last time, 888-577-5268, or go online, kansaspublicradio.org. Your pledge is a vote for public media and a vote for Jeff Watson. 888-577-5268.
I appreciate you saying so, guys. I have to tell you that working this job and exploring the world of classical music each and every day, it's highly rewarding and edifying for me. And if it is something that you have been moved by, it's just an honor, and it's wonderful to know that you're there, that you're listening, and that you're engaged with us. Thank you for your support of KPR. We've got one more go-around now with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and conductor Eric Kunzel. From Johann Strauss Jr., let's enjoy some wine, women, and song. One last go-around with the Cincinnati Pops Orchestra and conductor Eric Kunzel with Wine, Women, and Song from Johann Strauss Jr. here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we have just about arrived at 3 p.m., and up next is All Things Considered from NPR News. And after that, at 7 p.m., Destiny joins you with more classical music this evening from 7 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. I want to say thank you to Kay McIntyre and Steve Kincaid for helping us pitch this afternoon. A big thanks to each and every one of you who pledged your support for classical music this afternoon on KPR, which is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Crystal Image Photography Studio, offering customized photography sessions and packages to create artwork that captures light and emotion. Now in downtown Lawrence, information portfolio at tcistudio.com.